When I'd written Eleanor Rigby in the 60s, I was kind of excited by the idea that this wasn't a band. It was actually just string players. Chin, 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 chin. And I thought, wow, we can actually make a record with just strings. And on Yesterday, I had a string quartet, and George Martin, our producer, had helped me with these things. And I would go around to his house, and I'd show him the chords, and he would revoice them for a quartet, because the way I would play would be within one octave. In rock and roll, you would be doing a chord of, let's say, E minor. It's all within the one octave. But other people would, classical composers in the past would voice it. So it's still the same notes, but they're spread across the instruments. And it's much nicer voicing. So George would give me little sort of tips on those sort of things and say, what about it like this? Do you think that sounds good? I said, oh, that sounds fabulous. He said, well, that would be sort of quartet. And we'd have fun moments on Yesterday, for instance, when George was taking down the chords from me and looking at the voicing of them. And there was one little bit where I wanted a seventh. So it's a da, 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 da. And George said, oh, no, no. He said, you know, that wouldn't, the classic composer wouldn't do that. I said, all the more reason to do it. Stick it in, come on. So we had nice little experimental moments like that, as well as doing it as it would have been done, somehow sabotaging the process and finding new ways.